day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Now this, one of the Good Day songs I really like. Richie, thank you for playing it here as we get started in another hour of conversation heralded by the arrival of one Dr. Jack Stockwell. Do we have a big build-up? Da-da-da-da-da!
Sure, you want one?
Da-da-da-da-da! Yeah, I want something that... Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Here you go. Hold on. Feel special now, Jack?
Oh, my goodness. I am brought to tears. I am brought to tears.
Here you are. Family. Jack Stockwell is our chiropractic expert. He's actually one step above. I was talking to somebody whose father was a chiropractor practicing in the 50s and 60s. It brought me around to thinking how disrespected chiropractic was until really the 70s, even though it's been around for well over 100 and something years, right? How long is
1895.
1895, okay.
The same year x-rays were discovered.
Yeah. All right. So they go hand in hand. Looking at x-ray of your back or of your spine or of your neck or whatever is very important to getting a good chiropractic treatment. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. There are only several hundred of them around, and they specialize just in moving and manipulating the neck for better health. And so health and well-being is one of the things that we certainly are focused on here on this program, and Jack brings an interesting slant to it. There's a book that has come out, speaking of slants. It's called Your Medical Mind. Have you seen this book, Jack?
No, sir, I haven't, but I'll look for it.
It's just out this week. As you know, Richie and I especially doing this, and most people who produce radio programs get 30 or 40 new books a week. And a lot of them are just garbage, and you don't understand why is somebody printing this? Why does anybody think there's a market for this book? But in this circumstance, where there are so many people who have so many questions about the world of medicine, the science, if you will, the health of one's body, how we get to make the right decisions, etc. And so that's what this book is aimed at, helping you decide what's right for you. Now, I don't know. I have not looked into the book enough to really have an understanding of it, but I find the premise of it interesting, Jack, in that one so often today, especially, gives over care of their body and their health to somebody that in many instances they don't even know. They don't know who they are. My dear friend Don Ela, who is one of the operators of one of the farms that we partner on, has problems with his hands. He's got arthritis in his hands, and it aches. Mm-hmm. And because farming requires the use of your hands a lot, he's been in agony and very eager to find some way of fixing it. And he says, I'm going to go see the doctor, and maybe tell me I have to have an operation. So I've been trying to find things to suggest to him that there are a lot of ways that you can treat this problem. But the reason I bring it up here is that he leaves these decisions to his wife and his doctor. His wife will influence him, and I think that's cool. His wife loves him. She loves his... The two of them love each other. And I caution him, though, about giving all of the all the power to the doctor. Because you have to ultimately... It's your body. It's your health. You have to ultimately be the decision maker. What is George Bush? He's the decider. You got to be the decider when it comes to your medical health. So, you know, again, going to this is a husband and wife team that wrote this book, and they have a perspective of sort of big city approach to medicine. There's some interesting patient stories in here. Again, all about choices. I could go back to talking about Tony, my former wife, and the choices that she's made over the last 20 years for her care. And how many of you know someone, maybe even you yourself, have made choices based on input that you had from someone that you thought had your best interest in mind, and you come to find out afterwards they don't give a damn.
Well, it's usually the system that you're coming up with, and the system has a certain dynamic and mechanics to it, and there's not really any room left for input from the patient in our modern healthcare system. If you're going to walk into the doors of a modern healthcare provider, you're pretty well on their territory, and your existence as an individual kind of disappears behind the cover of your insurance allotments. So I just started taking care of a fellow here recently with systemic muscle pain, I mean, from his neck to his feet. And my first question was, are you on a statin drug? He says, well, I've been on, Lipitor for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I ask all the other questions that are associated with the side effects of being on a statin drug.
A lot of muscle problems, aren't there?
There are muscle pain, joint pain, loss of memory, emotional shutdown, relationship problems.
Now, see, if Ken Kronos were here, he would argue that statin drugs have been extraordinarily helpful in prolonging people's lives and fixing problems that... And I'm not trying to throw him in the middle because you guys agree on some things and disagree on other things.
Well, I'm not talking about its effectiveness. I'm just mentioning the side effects.
Side effects, yeah.
That's not the point of this. The point of this is that I said to him, have you looked to reliable drug information sources and looked at what you're experiencing? He says, oh, yeah, I've been through all of this. And he says, Dr. Stockwell, I have every one of these. And I said, well, have you talked to your doctor about the drug? Because none of these symptoms showed up until after you started using it. Because some people can use a statin and they have no side effects. Other people can use a statin and they have every one of them, depending on the underlying condition of our health anyway. And he said, yeah, but he told me I needed to be on it. And I said, for crying out loud, man, where are you in this? Where are you in this discussion? Where are you in reporting back these side effects? And it was like an open and shut case. He told me I needed to do it, so I'm on it. And I said, well, you're paying me right now, and I'm telling you, you ought to review with your prescribing physician the possibility of doing something else, because what you're having is not a spine problem, it's a side effect of these drugs. But he was resolute. Nope, this is what I was told
this
to do.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're like automata. You become robots around these doctors who become gods. And you know what? They're no different than we are. I go back to the analogy that I made earlier. It doesn't make a difference what your profession or how much money you have or what success you've achieved. You put your pants on one leg at a time. You take a dump every day and you ought to have a shower. Those are the things that put us all on the same page.
Nice.
So, well,
But you know what? We'll do the same thing, though.
Thank you.
We'll do the same thing with anything we're not immediately familiar with, and rather than taking the time to study it and get into it in depth, we'll immediately surrender our own personal responsibility to somebody else.
Yeah.
Whether heating problems, electrical problems, plumbing problems, automobile problems.
Yeah. We don't fix anything ourselves anymore.
No.
We give it over to, we hire it done. So this book, Your Medical Mind, which I'm not getting paid to pimp, I just find it interesting. I'm reading more of the cover here, provides insights into navigating what the authors call the increasingly daunting and dysfunctional world of medicine. Amen to that. They give examples. The frustration-filled stories of people who have various problems, and they get their, here's a guy who's got thyroid problem, Graves' disease, and he gets, he's told he has diabetes. He doesn't have diabetes at all. Here's somebody else that has a muscle disease called polymyositis. Polymyositis, I guess.
Myositis. Polymyositis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Told he had biliary cancer or some other. I mean, these people, they have tools at their discretion, but do they all know how to use them and are they all trained equally? No!
They're not. And this is part of the problems of specialization. When you go to somebody whose target in the body is only about a 2 or 3 inch object of the entire structure.
Yeah. Jack, you want to get that? I'll pause for a commercial.
Come on.
Get that. Yeah.
I got it.
Take care of that. In the meantime, it is 16 past the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million.
Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nisewander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Jack Stockwell, check out his website. He's got newsletters and all kinds of information to update you on his medical world, and it might find a bell, let's say, ringing in your mind in your medical world as well, jackstockwell.com. So anyway, just to sort of wrap up on this book and what it got me to think about the medical world, this is the book we're talking about is How Doctors Think Your Medical Mind. And it goes through all of the things, all kinds of incredible protocols that hospitals get involved in because they got to cover their butts. And many of them have nothing to do with healing you, fixing you. It's all about legal. It's all about worrying about being sued. We have created one septic mess, Jack, in our medical community, I think.
Well, when there was a time when medical schools were very specialized as to what part of the body they were dedicated to. Loma Linda was like that.
Yeah.
Johns Hopkins was like that. When the medical school curriculums were pretty well taken over by the pharmaceutical industry, there's this tremendous homogenization that took place. So it doesn't matter what school you go to anymore. You're going to be pretty well taught the same stuff.
Yep.
And the same stuff is drugs for everything, drugs for anything. And when you face the complexity of how your body operates, rather than studying it for yourself and really beginning to learn how your body works, just surrender that responsibility to somebody else because he's got the drugs.
Yeah. All right. That's the will and the way from Jack Stockwell. Check out his website again. Dr. Jack Stockwell is at jackstockwell.com. 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Obviously, the song Footloose from the movie Footloose, but guess who's singing it?
Let's crank it up. Johnny Osmond.
Kevin Bacon and the Bacon Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Thought maybe it was Alan Thicke.
Does
he have a band? He does. This.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
Alan Thicke is, besides being an actor,
very
well known for writing and singing TV themes.
See, I wasn't being facetious in the back of my mind.
But he doesn't do pop music.
Although I know, Richie, you don't think I can remember anything from 1 minute to the next. Something that is in the back of my mind.
Jennifer.
25 after the hour. Okay, so in honor of Footloose, which is still in the top 10 at the box office, I was thinking about the other. The great soundtracks from the 80s of movies, the soundtracks, the catchy songs that were all in the top 40. I'm a big pop hit. Richie chastises me all the time because I don't know anything but pop music.
No, I don't chastise you. You think it's point funny. It out.
You're amused by it.
Yeah.
Like Jennifer knows a lot about rap, for example. I don't know anything about rap. But I do know that when it comes to some of these great soundtracks, there are things that when we hear them instantly, you go back into your mind. For example, this movie seems so racy in its day. The nude scene with Irene Cara and that creepy photographer, remember?
Yep.
That, it was an exceedingly cool film, however. Did your mother let you see this in 1980? Jennifer, listen, you would have been about three, probably not.
No, I did not see it.
Richie, you were in high school, though.
I was a sophomore.
Did you see this movie?
I didn't see it in the theaters. I saw it on cable a few years later.
High school students bursting out in song in the cafeteria.
The crowd that I hung out with wasn't much into going to musicals at that time. Now I can appreciate it, but back then, no.
Another great soundtrack from the 80s. This was a really great, fun movie, On Your Way to School. Olivia Newton-John. How many of you wanted her back in 1980 when Xanadu was a big, 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 big success? She was so pretty. She seemed so nice. She could sing. She could roller skate. And the Electric Light Orchestra got involved in this, Richie.
Yeah.
That was kind of a cool thing.
Went all over this soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. It's great, great stuff. She had a duet with Cliff Richard. If you were a singer of these songs, did your mother ever catch you? Were you embarrassed? Another great 1980s soundtrack from 1983. This is another... Jennifer Beals became a star, I think, because of this, didn't she?
Yes. This is her. Her big breakout.
Got her started,
is.
Yeah. I remember seeing the kids wearing these Flashdance sweatshirts.
MTV. Off the shoulder.
And they're wearing them again right now, by the way.
Yeah.
I actually have one, yeah.
And then also those socks, those dance socks.
Yeah.
You're talking about
leg warmers.
Yeah, leg warmers, thank you.
Clip for Maniac, who's in heavy rotation in the music world. Okay, 1984 brought us Purple Rain.
Yep.
This is a great movie. I've always been a fan of this guy's.
I watched this movie no less than 75 times.
Yeah. Maybe You're a Star. A lot of silly dances in it. But Prince, again, sort of established himself here, I think. And then who doesn't remember in 1987 the uncontrollably... The women and their craziness
about it. Nobody puts Baby in the Corner.
Patrick Swayze. Nobody puts Baby in the Corner. Jennifer Grey. And some of the great movies. Hey, I thought it was worth a few minutes of our time in honor of that Footloose remake.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Verizon is offering new customers double the amount of data for the same monthly fee. The limited time offer is valid with the purchase of any Verizon 4G LTE phone. If you were looking to get a 4G phone, Verizon Special is a hard price to beat. In other news, the U.S. will test its emergency alert system nationwide on Wednesday at 2 p.m. The country's emergency systems are rather antiquated and haven't been used on a large scale ever. In its 50 years of use, this will be the largest test yet. And finally, if you're a big user of Twitter, you'll want to download Mozilla's newest update to its web browser, Firefox 8. The update integrates with Twitter and allows users to search the social network from the navigation bar. Other new features include preventing websites from installing unwanted add-ons. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
If insurance were sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give Safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards Safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and I tackling one of the really important issues. It's very interesting how all of these scandals seem to, it's the old business about what comes in threes. And I'm waiting for the next one. There are two of them, the Herman Cain thing, which has gotten certainly a lot of attention. Now, lately we have this situation at Penn State in State College, Pennsylvania. Joining us now for an overview of this is Corey Geiger, who is the Penn State football beat writer for the Altoona Mirror, a host at ESPN 1450 in State College, which is a sister station to our affiliate in State College, Pennsylvania. Mr. Geiger, thank you for joining us.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk a little about you and the involvement that you have. Is there anything that you report on as a beat writer that has more interest and is more passion than Penn State and its football program?
Not at all. And there aren't many sports teams in this country that have more passion. I mean, it's Penn State football has tremendous support for the entire state of Pennsylvania, a very large state with a large number of people and an enormous alumni base around the country. So, you know, among colleges, it's right up there with the Notre Dames of the right. world, with some of the other major institutions. So clearly there's unbelievable passion for the program.
It's one of the Mac Daddies of college football.
Yeah. I remember being in State College. It's been quite a while since I was there. I had a dinner at a wonderful little restaurant, and it overlooked the campus of Penn State. And I was amazed at how sprawling it was. I don't know why. It was because State College isn't that big a town. But, man, the place comes alive all around Penn State, and what comes alive at Penn State more than their football program. So, and you mentioned Paterno, and he's like one of these, if there are eight or ten football coaches around the country, this guy is a god, as Richie is suggesting. This is not about the appropriateness of all the attention. It's just about what is. So as this thing, can you take us back, Corey, to how this first started to leak, where the story just seemed to have come from nowhere? Can you give us a little background as you're digging into this story?
The story's been around for a long time, though, hasn't it, Corey? I mean,
yeah, no doubt. The first incident in 1998 has been well documented. Then, obviously, the huge incident in 2002. Now, this is, State College is a small town, and there's a lot of media that covers Penn State football, but only one paper in State College, and that's the Center Daily Times, which is a smaller paper. The rest of the papers are all dispersed throughout a huge state. So there wasn't a lot of media there really probing this, you know, over the years. But it happened in 2002. Some people knew about it in 2002. Stories have trickled out that people have known about something. Not necessarily the degree of what happened in 2002, but something happened. You would hear some fans or post on message boards make references to, you know, with regard to shady situations with Jerry Sandusky over the last several years. It really didn't start heating up until maybe a couple of years ago, and then maybe more people started to look into it. But it wasn't a complete shock that Jerry Sandusky, to many people here who follow the program closely, that Jerry Sandusky was involved in something really bad going on. We didn't have any idea just how bad until we saw the grand jury report on Saturday.
All right, so then here's Paterno, who's the guy who would hire Sandusky. Sandusky works for Paterno, and Paterno seems to not know what's going on, or if he does, he doesn't lead on. And now there are people who say, you know, he's 84 years old. He may not remember all of this stuff. How much validity does any of that have? And how much of this whole situation is Paterno taking on the chin?
I don't buy any of it. I think Joe Paterno knew what was going on in 1998. Then 1999 was Jerry Sandusky's last season. I think Joe Paterno wanted to be rid of Jerry Sandusky. Characterizations that they were friends and all this and really close friends, not true, especially not at the end. So Joe Paterno wanted to be rid of Jerry Sandusky, but, you know, even though they knew about the 1998 investigation, which no charges were brought, they still continued to allow Jerry Sandusky to come on campus, to work out on campus, to be around the program. Then all this happens in 2002, and, you know, it's the second time, and they swept this under the rug and still continued to allow Jerry Sandusky to be around the campus. And there was an alleged report where he brought a child to a practice in 2007, was working out at the football facilities as of a week and a half ago. So, yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Joe Paterno knew what was going on in 2002. If he wants to play this, well, oh, gee, shucks, I didn't know. Mike McQuarrie didn't tell me the whole truth. Well, okay, maybe Mike McQuarrie didn't tell him, and you know, I'm going to use some harsh language here, that he saw, quote, allegedly, Jerry Sandusky having anal sex with a 10-year-old boy. We don't know if Mike McQuarrie said it and laid it out in those explicit details. We'll find that out hopefully at some point. But even if he didn't tell him that at first, but he told him he saw him in the shower, he saw something inappropriate, what does any sane human being who's in charge of a major organization like this do? He asks questions. What did you see? Exactly what did you see? You don't just dismiss this in a minute or two or three conversation. You have a lengthy discussion. Tell me what you saw. Exactly what you saw. Walk me through it. I don't buy for a second that Joe Paterno didn't know exactly what Mike McQuarrie saw in 2002.
But Paterno's son will tell you, his son Scott will tell you, my dad legally did everything he was obligated to do. He told the higher-ups.
Yep, he told the higher-ups, and legally he's safe, and morally that's reprehensible that a person who's in charge of a football program worth more than $400 million did not see this through and protect this young man and protect future victims. This is where Joe Paterno dropped the ball.
So what do we know about the victims, Corey? I mean, we know that there's victim one and victim two, I've heard. But
we're talking, by the way, for those of you just joining us, Corey Geiger is the Penn State football beat writer and a host on a local sports radio station, and it's a sister station to our station at State College. Excuse me. Go ahead, Richie.
Okay, so what do we know about the victims? How many are there that we know? I mean, I think I know of two that I read about yesterday. Are there any more, and what's their story now?
Well, eight were listed in the grand jury report. Another one has come forward, apparently. We'll see. I would expect many more to come forward. And by many, it's hard to say. 4, 8, 12, 15. You know, Jerry Sandusky has been allowed to work with children his entire life up until 2008. Penn State officials could have stopped this in 2002, so they allowed him, allegedly, to molest little boys for six more years.
What was his affiliation with the college after he had been basically let go from the program?
No official affiliation. He was still allowed to be around the campus. He could work out. He had an office on campus, but he really had no official role. He was still very much involved.
So you got to ask the question: what has he got on Paterno? Has he got him with a chicken or something? I mean, why is it that Paterno is letting this guy hang around? You got to be questioning no matter how old
the college.
He is.
I mean,
what the college has got to be liable for millions and millions of dollars in suits and damages and stuff here. The football program, the whole school, which has been pretty much unblemished, at least, to the outside world. I understand these investigations are going on locally, but not a lot of people paying attention.
Oh.
It really is extraordinarily distressing that the school, it's like the Catholic Church, all these organizations that bury this stuff. What in the world are they thinking?
So Paterno's a god there in state
not
college.
Not anymore, he is. He's a really... they're going to force him out, Corey.
He has his defenders.
They are going to force him out.
And, what's the... If you were to take a vote right now around state college, what would the vote be to oust Paterno?
Well, it's interesting. And let me get to that in just one second. But to answer your question earlier, there is no reasonable explanation.
None. No, there isn't.
To allow Jerry Sandusky to continue to be here. I mean, that's the insanity of this whole situation, that they continue to allow him to be around the program, given what they knew in 98 and in 2002. But to answer your question about the support for Joe Paterno, I've got a ton of new Twitter followers over the past couple of days because of some coverage on this. And I made some statements earlier today on a national TV program, being surprised that there were so many students at Joe Paterno's house yesterday or last night supporting him.
Yes.
And I just think that's very troubling. I understand loyalty and being loyal to Joe Paterno to a degree, but blind loyalty and college students not exactly understanding what's going on.
Right.
Well, now I'm getting ripped on Twitter, and I'll try to find one or two of these from a student if I can very quickly. Just heard you on, this is from a student, just heard you on this TV program. You underestimate the support Joe Pa still has from students. Now, there clearly are students out there, and other people as well, who are going to continue to support him. That kind of baffles me, to be honest with you. I think college kids are, they're impressionable. They're likely to go along with the crowd.
Right.
And if they're
right.
going to blindly follow Joe Paterno through this, you have to wonder what their level of responsibility is.
All right, so with the 60 seconds we have left, what happens to the program if Paterno leaves?
I think everybody will be clean. They will clean house. Paterno's gone. I think Mike McQuarrie will be gone. Spanier will probably be gone. They'll bring in
Spanier
a new coach.
Is the president of the university.
Graham Spanier. Urban Meyer's name keeps coming up here in rumors, but I don't know that Urban Meyer's going to walk into this nightmarish situation. But I think everyone will be gone. They will have a national search. I do think they'll be able to get a good coach in here, and the foundation is here to have a great football program, the facilities, the money, the support.
So the program won't take a hit. It'll still be able to keep moving along.
It'll take a hit maybe that will hurt them for a year or two, but it is still being a program.
As silly as this sounds, how about the educational institution? I know that this is more important. The football is more important than education, but what about the future of this school in terms of where it fits in the hierarchy of reputation as an educational institution?
My understanding, someone told me yesterday, I can't confirm this, that Duke saw a pretty sizable drop-off in kids wanting to go there after the lacrosse scandal. So I only mention that because, will Penn State see a drop-off in kids wanting to go there? I guess that's possible, but Penn State, 40,000 undergraduate students, a number of branch campuses here. I think that students will still want to come to Penn State because you can get a tremendous education at the university.
Corey, thank you. We appreciate
this, and maybe we'll call upon you again as things change. I don't want to hear the same story, but if there's something else that develops, maybe we'll try to find you and see if we can get updates. Corey Geiger, Penn State football beat writer, also a host on ESPN 1450, a local radio station doing sports talk in State College. Thanks, Corey. 14 before the hour. The only thing I'm going to say after this is I know a great university in Ohio where those of you who thought you wanted to go to Penn State want to go. This is a better football program and a better school. It's called Heidelberg University. You can send me an email or on Facebook and ask me. This guy's Heidelberg.
It may not be a bigger
EDU
football program, but they now they got a winning season. That the coaches aren't
exactly. I can pretty much tell you that ain't going to happen at Heidelberg. 14 before the hour, Dr. Ken, next on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
To celebrate Veterans Day, Heinz Ketchup is asking Americans to salute our troops through a charitable campaign that raises money for Wounded Warrior Project, a nonprofit organization that honors and empowers wounded service members. The campaign, Our Turn to Serve, is featured on Heinz Ketchup bottles at participating restaurants nationwide and encourages diners to scan a QR code using a smartphone to send a personalized thank you to those who serve while helping to raise money for a great cause. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're thrilled to partner with Heinz Ketchup, which has a history of supporting our military service members. As part of the cause campaign, Heinz Ketchup will donate 57 cents to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you sent and each like made on the Heinz Ketchup Facebook page, up to $200,000.
The campaign also encourages consumers to make their own donations to Wounded Warrior Project and to learn about their local veterans appreciation programs. To learn more, visit a participating restaurant near you now through December.
It's 12 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our medical expert, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is here with his daily dose of important medical information, starting out with how babies who gain weight quickly can be a predictor for the future, Ken.
Doug, out this morning, archives of pediatric and adolescent medicine. Babies who gain weight most quickly, they're at highest risk of obesity later in childhood. The infants who gain the most weight at age 1 to 6 months were more likely to be obese at ages 5 to 10 years. There are these charts that show a baby's height based on their weight, and you just have to make sure you're near the middle of this, and if you're not, you're predictably going to be obese, and this can stay with you forever.
Here's a story about stroke risk and memory problems. I find this pretty intriguing.
Out of the medical journal Neurology, you may want to look at your risk factors for stroke, especially high blood pressure, because these seem to predict whether you'll be at risk early for your memory disappearing as you age. Especially looking at blood pressure, don't smoke, watch your cholesterol and your blood sugar. And apparently these people who have the highest risk for having a stroke also have the highest risk for your memory decaying as you age earlier.
So memory problems indicate a stroke risk? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's the same common pathway that leads to a stroke. You have circulation problems in the brain. It's the same common pathway to losing your memory and developing Alzheimer's.
All right, what about these Texas teenagers who are having heart attacks?
Three 16-year-olds, they've experienced heart attacks, Doug, after smoking K2. It's a blend of herbs and spices laced with synthetic marijuana. Stay away from it. This is not good.
Synthetic marijuana? What in the name of heavens is that?
synthetic marijuana?
It's man-made. It's not the natural leaves.
Well, honey, what do you make it out of?
It's chemicals that resemble marijuana, and they go to the receptors in the brain and create the same effect. God. Dangerous, dangerous.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Hey,
man.
Stay away from
it. All right, Dr. Ken here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After the hour now, time for movie moments. We start with movie music. This is the Elvis person from the movie of the same name, which was number one. This song, number one, Chucker, Richie, during this week in 1957. Jailhouse Rock was number one at the box office and on the top of the pop hit charts. 1957, November, Jailhouse Rock.
Terrible movie, but fun.
He was no actor, but he sure could draw, right, Chucker? He could bring him in.
You know,
girls love to go watch him.
Chuck, tell me if you agree with this. He actually could have been an okay actor given better scripts. They gave him horrible, horrible scripts.
Yeah, well, in those days, they probably, you know, wrote that script in a week.
Right.
And they just, you know, produced it very quickly for, you know, little money.
The movie that, the one kind of serious movie that he did was A Change of Habit with, was it Mary Tyler? Not Mary Tyler Moore. Who was it? It was actually more of a serious role, and he did a little bit better job in it. But the rest of the every other script he got was just hokey, stupid stuff.
Hokey, stupid stuff. Sounds like the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Yeah.
All right. So we have our contest today, which is a movie now that Richie will have no fun because he already knows what the movie is.
Yeah, but Doug blew it for me and gave it away.
I'm sorry, Richie. I really wasn't trying to take advantage of it.
I know.
Here we go. We have three clues, three audio clues from the soundtrack of the movie. You hear something that brings you around and, hey, I know that movie. What's the name of it? You call us at 800-510-8255. First person in with the right answer who hasn't won before Movie Moments gets the Doug Stephan Prize. Here's the first clue.
Mr. President, I really feel...
Louis, however much coffee you drink in the morning, I want you to reduce it by half.
I don't drink coffee, sir.
Hit yourself over the head with a baseball bat. Would you please?
Yes, sir.
It's a good movie. It's a very watchable, very likable movie. Very, very good. Okay, next clip, Richie.
The White House is the single greatest home court advantage in the modern world.
Yeah. In many ways, often after, well, never mind, I'll give it away if I give you too much. This movie had a big impact on people. Last clue.
These things will never be a tie.
and you can stand in a room with me and not think of me as the president.
Sort of the gimme. Very likable character, his great story. It gets played on television ad nauseum.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't it? It really does.
Yes.
But it's good. It's fun to watch. I watch it. I'll pick up things. And by there's some scenes in it that are just delightful. 800-510-8255. All right, given as much as we're going to give you in the clue department, Chucker has movie news right after this on Good Day.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstring sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. So, Chucker, what's the big deal in the world of movies today?
New James Bond film, Doug, which you spoke a little bit about yesterday. Official title, which is Skyfall, has a release date. November 9th, 2012, Daniel Craig once again will play 007, and Javier Bardem, who was great in the movie No Country Old Men, will play the film's villain. It will be an all-new story and not be a direct follow-up from the last two Bond movies. Other news, Clint Eastwood's new film, J. Edgar, starring Leo DiCaprio, getting very split reviews among the nation's top critics, currently 50-50 on Rotten Tomatoes. It opens on about 2,100, well, at 1,900 screens on Friday.
Why? Why are people giving it a Razzie?
Some people really like it, and some people...
Yeah, but what's their substance? What are they... They don't like DiCaprio. He's not old enough. The makeup doesn't look good on him. He's certainly a good actor, and Eastwood is a great director, so what's the problem?
And from what I read, the people who are knocking it say that it's only scratches the surface on the character. It doesn't really get deep into who he is.
They don't show him in a dress, in other words. That's what people want.
Well, I think they go into that somewhat. I do believe they show that somewhat. And one other bit of TV news of interest, CBS will reboot the 1958 Chuck Connors show, The Rifleman, which I was a big fan of, and make it into a weekly TV series. I think that will work on CBS. That's the right network to do that show.
Who's they going to have be the rifleman?
That has yet to be determined.
But all right, Nina is in Mount Vernon, WMBO. What's the name of that movie?
An American President.
Yes, ma'am. And who's the star?
Michael Douglas.
Annette Bening.